This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Wayne a la Root, as always on Tuesdays, I guest host from noon to 1 o'clock West Coast time, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock East Coast time, and it's great to be with all of you. Just so you know, station identification, where to find me. First of all, my website, root4america.com. Root4america.com. I am Wayne a la Root. What do I do all day? I root for America. From the day I was born, I've been rooting for this great country. God bless America. And number two, how do you reach me? WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from all of you. During the show, I get so many emails from all of you. And then after the show, I get hundreds of emails from all of you. And it's wonderful because it gives me ideas for how to conduct my radio show later today. I've got a national radio show, Wayne a la Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. And if you don't get it wherever you are on your radio stations, ask them to get it. And if you can't get it there, then just tune in at usaradio.com live every day, 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast time, 6 to 9 p.m. East, 5 to 8 p.m. Central time, or go to root4america.com, my website, and you can find it right there. Also want to mention when I talk about how great America is, love this country, I'm always rooting for America, rootforamerica.com, get it? Only in America, right? I just found out, literally, I have my own star on the Vegas Walk of Stars. I got that in 2006 before I ever got into politics, for being the king of Vegas sports gambling, being the number one odds maker and sports prognosticator in the world, and they lowered a 180-pound granite star into the sidewalk in front of Paris Hotel on the Vegas Strip, on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Walk of Stars, Wayne Root with Frank Sinatra, Elvis, Wayne Newton, Liberace, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr., and Bobby Darin. Not bad. Not bad. So that's where I got my first star. Now, I just found out yesterday, I am being inducted into the Nevada Broadcasting Hall of Fame for my political talk show. I guarantee you this much. In all of the United States of America, 330 million people, for the last 270 years, whatever the number is, we've been in existence. No one's ever been in the Hall of Fame for both sports and a political talk show. I'm it. I'm number one. The only one. Numero uno. The GOAT. So thank you, everybody. All of you made it possible. All my listeners and all my fans. Without you, I have no show. Without you, I have no success. And so thanks for all that you do. And I'll be inducted, I think it's October 16th. I don't have it in front of me. It's either the 15th or the 16th. Is a big gala dinner dance in Las Vegas for the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and I'll be entering that. So lots of great things happening in my life. Only in America could a son of a butcher, an SOB, from the mean streets of New York, from a literally, I'm not only a dead-end kid as an expression, but I literally was born and raised on a street that was a dead-end street. And only could a kid like that go to an all-black middle school, all-black high school, and wind up one day with a star in the Vegas sidewalk next to Frank Sinatra and Elvis, and then inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Only in America. Great country. Doesn't that tell you why it's so obscene and absurd and pathetic and wrong that liberals want to destroy things as they are now? It doesn't get any better in this country. Do you have any idea? Turn on the TV. Turn on TMZ. Turn into the National Enquirer. Turn on MTV. Turn on VH1. All you see is black superstars. All you see is black people who make $100 million a year and are worth $1 billion. This is the greatest country in the world with the most opportunity in the world for black and brown skinned people as well as white people as well as everybody else. Gay and straight and Christian and Jewish. I don't care what you are. This is the greatest country in world history. And that's why it's all so crazy. I have so much to tell you about on this show about the new polling about transgender issues. I was right on the money with everything I've been saying. And about Twitter, undercover video from Project Veritas. And they got a Twitter big shot saying things that will shock you, but really won't shock you because it's so clear that the entire Democrat Party is a party of communists who are out to destroy the United States. It's a communist attack and a communist takeover of the United States. And now we have proof. And boy, do I have news to tell you about COVID. Coming up in the next segment, the COVID vaccine. Once again, I'm on the money. I've been saying for a year and a half, don't go near this vaccine. I'm Wayne a la Root. RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Thank you, Alex Jones, for guest hosting every Tuesday right here on InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality Made in America product line exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wayne Allyn Root live on the Alex Jones Show, guest hosting as always on Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. East Coast, 12 noon to 1 p.m. on the West Coast. Honored and privileged to be able to do it. What a great country. I repeat again, I'm an SOB, a son of a butcher from the wrong side of the tracks at a dead end street in Mount Vernon, New York, from a majority minority town, a mostly black town, went to an all black high school, all black middle school, and what a great country. God bless America, only in America. Capitalism works. Let me tell you about some things that are in the news that I think are so important for you. Number one, Project Veritas, with their undercover videos, has nailed Twitter to the cross again. And while it's shocking what you're going to hear, at the same time, it's just not shocking because everybody knows it. We know they're out to get us. We know they hate us. We know they ban us. We know they censor us. We know they don't want us to speak. But senior Twitter engineer caught on hidden camera in another Project Veritas undercover video, confirming the whole company is commie as F. You know the F word I'm talking about. Commie as F, and does not believe in free speech. He says the reason we all hate Elon Musk and want to get out of here if Musk takes over is we don't believe in free speech. Conservatives believe in free speech. We don't believe the other side has a right to talk. Does that shock anybody? I mean, it's shocking, but it doesn't shock anyone. We all know it. We know Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and all the Silicon Valley high-tech companies think that way. All the social media executives think that way. We know the entire American media thinks that way. We know Hollywood thinks that way. We know every teacher for the teachers union thinks that way at public schools. And we know that every professor and dean at every college thinks that way. Well, most of them do anyway. My wonderful son, Hudson Root, by the way, I got to give him kudos. Just graduated on Saturday from SMU, Southern Methodist University. Congratulations, Hudson, 22 years old. Chip off the old block, studied business and finance, graduated from the Cox School of Business at SMU. And for 4 years, you know, again, we're in a country where if you do go to college, which a lot of kids never do, but this kid got the best scores in the country and the best grades in the country and the best SAT scores in the country. And instead of going to Harvard, chose SMU. And what a brilliant choice. For 4 years, I haven't mentioned it to anyone ever because I thought, who knows what kid on a college campus might try and hurt my son, whether physically hurt him or literally hurt him with his grades, a professor. So I never mentioned his college till the day he graduated. He's out. Victory. I can say it now. Graduated SMU, one of the only colleges in America and certainly the only great college in America. And it's a great college. It's the Harvard of Texas and the whole west of the Mississippi. And what makes it great, besides great academics and great professors and great learning, okay, they're not teaching you how to be an artist. They're teaching you how to score in business and finance. But what makes it great is no lockdowns. Everyone went to class. There's SMU. No masks. And most importantly, no vaccine requirement ever in his 4 years in college. And here's the deal, folks. This is, again, what makes conservatives so great. It ties in with the Twitter story, right? Twitter's exec senior engineer admits that they are commie as F. F-U. Commie as F-U, that famous curse word I won't say on this air and give them the dignity of me saying something like that. But here's the deal. terrible people, and they admit they're against free speech. They admit we agree with free speech and want free speech, and we'll give them free speech, but they won't give it to us. And that's a great example of SMU. I don't believe in the vaccine. I think the vaccine is poison. I'm going to tell you about it in a minute. The vaccine is a death jab that's killing literally thousands of people a day all over the world and here in America. And we have all kinds of proofs stocking up showing that. But I would never stop you from getting it. And I don't believe in masks. And I've got a new study that proves masks don't work. Of over 625,000 Europeans in 35 countries, that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt masks are a total failure and they don't work. But I wouldn't stop you from wearing a mask. And I know lockdowns don't work. They haven't worked anywhere in the world ever in the history of mankind. All they do is destroy every business and kill capitalism and kill all the small businessmen and women and give the advantage to Costco and Walmart and the big box retailers, Lowe's and Home Depot. And every big store is open while the little stores are called non-essential and closed. So we know lockdowns don't work, but I wouldn't stop you from locking down. If you want to lock down your house, if you don't want your kid going to school and you want them to learn online, good luck. God bless you. That means my kid will score way past your kid. Your kid should be locked down, learn at home, vaccinated 12 times and masked. And you know what that means? More money and success for my kids, and your kids will be losers. So good luck to you. God bless you. But we believe in freedom, personal freedom and economic freedom as conservatives, and you can be as stupid and as ignorant as you want to be, and we'll allow you to be it. But my son just graduated SMU with honors, graduated with just under a 4.0 average, and is moving into a finance career, already hired at a top job, and will spend the rest of his life at this point, he believes, in beautiful Texas. If we ever secede or divorce as a nation, separate as a nation, Texas is where we're all going to go. It'll be the People's Republic of Texas up against all the blue communist states. So a great job, Hudson Root. Love you. My daughter, Dakota Root, about to be Dr. Dakota Root, 29 years old and about to become a doctor. And that will happen next month in June. So two of my four kids out of the house, and they've achieved their objectives. And in a nation where not everyone goes to college and only the best go to the best schools, both of them graduated college. My daughter graduated Harvard, Phi Beta Kappa, in 4 years. And Hudson graduated with honors at SMU in 4 years. You know, most kids now go to college for 6 years and 8 years because daddy teaches you what to do and how to be successful, how to be disciplined and how to be successful. Proud daddy Root for Dakota Root and Hudson Root. Good job, kiddies. Okay. So on this show, I've told all of you, I've got the book, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book. It is a book that teaches you how to boycott and fight the woke corporations like Disney and Netflix and all kinds of Delta Airlines and Ben and Jerry's. And God, there's so many companies that are woke and horrible. It's hard to list them all, but I did. I went out and compiled 116 companies that are treat patriots and conservatives and Christians like garbage, but we make them rich by buying their products. I show you how to boycott them. Go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get the book, or go to my website, Root for America, to find out more. But I've told you on this show, how many guest hosts weeks have I done this? I don't know, probably for the last 4 months. So four times four, about 16 weeks I've done this now. And each of those 16 weeks I've told you, go after Disney, go after Disney. The transgender issue is the best issue in the history of conservative movement and the Republican Party and the Patriot movement. It is a great issue. Open borders is a great issue. Vaccine mandates is a great issue. Inflation is killing the middle class. Great issue for Republicans. But this transgender combined with critical race theory, combined with sexual identity changing of kids, brainwashing, allowing them to get sex change operations without their parents' permission, allowing them to get shots of stimulants and hormones without their parents' permission, allowing them to go into secret closets at school where boys dress like girls and girls dress like boys during the school hours and then get back in their regular clothes so mom and dad don't know they're transitioning to become the other sex. It's all disgusting, and everyone agrees with me and you about it. And the Democrats are so dumb, we're going to take down their whole party, and that's going to be the end of them starting this November over this issue. And that's what I've said from day one. But there's a few dumb rhino Republicans, like Mitt Romney, I'm sure, and Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, who's a Republican. He was at some event like 2 months ago, and this whole Disney thing came down with Governor DeSantis and, attacking Disney because they attacked him over the transgender school issue for kindergartners. and Governor Hogan, a Republican, but a very liberal Mitt Romney Republican who I hate and despise, he said, what a stupid issue. What a horrible issue. Republicans need to run away from it. DeSantis is crazy. Well, the polls are out, and the latest polls show Americans overwhelmingly agree with me and DeSantis and Trump and the real Republican conservatives of this world that we don't want transgenderism taught in school at all, but certainly not to kindergartners through third graders. And we don't want you telling our children to change sexes or transition or go to secret closets. And we don't want you to teach them critical race theory that teaches them America's evil and white people are evil and the whole white race is bad and needs to apologize. Huge, overwhelming victory for Republicans on those issues. Every parent in America, every parent is on our side. Right again. Bullseye. Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com, and the email is wayneroot@gmail.com. We'll see you in a sec.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn back again as your guest host every Tuesday afternoon here on the Alex Jones Show. It's RootForAmerica.com and WayneRoot@gmail.com. My book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, which I think has had a big part, maybe not the whole reason. Obviously, all of you get the credit, millions of conservatives and Christians who have boycotted Disney. But my book has played a part in organizing the Christians and patriots and conservatives out there, and a part in going after Disney and 115 other woke corporations, because I give you all their contact information, how to attack, attack, attack. What do the Japanese say? Torah, Torah, Torah. Interesting that I brought that up, because what's the first story in my pile here? Here's what happened to Disney's favorability since they announced that they're, you know, all in on transgender education and changing your kids' sex in kindergarten and beyond. And so, according to a new poll conducted by NBC News, and you know every poll conducted by NBC News is a fake news poll. You know they oversample Democrats always. So whatever number they give you, it's even more in our favor. But just 33% of adults have a favorable opinion of Disney, says NBC, which means it's really in the 20s. 15% hold a very positive view. 30% neutral view, 30% view Disney unfavorably. And what's most important is just in March of 2021, up on the screen you'll see a Disney movie. In March of 2021, Disney recorded a very favorable view among Americans. 77% said yes, very favorable, and only 21% a year ago said unfavorable. And today, it's a 33% favorable rating. Disney is screwed. Disney is done. So the mouse and the duck are screwed. breaking news. Here I am laughing. Now I got to cry, right? From laughing to crying. Washington State gas stations have run out of gas and are adding, they're repairing their signs to add an extra digit in anticipation of $10 a gallon gas. Folks, I told you, I warned you, when gas went to five and high fours and five and $6 a gallon, and in California, $7 a gallon, I said it's going to go to $10 a gallon. This is Biden, and again, Biden's a brain-dead zombie puppet with dementia, so it's not really Biden, but it's the people behind him. It's Obama, it's Valerie Jarrett, it's George Soros, it's the Chinese Communist Party, it's Klaus Schwab, who are the communist scumbags who are taking down the United States of America, purposely destroying your life and my life. And let me point out something even more horrible, and I don't know why the screen appears to have frozen, but something, are we still on? There we go. Something even more horrible than $10 a gallon gas. Do you realize home heating fuel, home heating oil in the Northeast United States, where I live in Las Vegas, in California when I lived there, in Park City, Utah, where I spent a lot of time. It's my second home, Park City, Utah. There's natural gas in everyone's house, and it's plentiful and it's cheap. But home heating oil is what you put in the ground underneath your home to heat your home in the Northeast United States in all these old houses, which is almost every house in New York and Philadelphia and Boston and Baltimore and Washington, D.C. Everyone has home heating fuel, and those prices are going to go through the roof just like gas, to the point where one of my fans told me yesterday it could cost $10,000 a winter to heat your house starting next winter based on the current price right now of home heating fuel, not even mentioning $10 gas in the state of Washington. At this moment, if the prices stay the same, he is telling me, he lives in Connecticut, in the suburbs of New York. He's telling me it would cost $10,000 to heat an average home in New York next winter. Folks, everyone's going to be bankrupt. No one could afford $10 gas, and no one could afford $10,000 to heat their home. They're going to freeze. Old people are going to freeze to death. No, can you imagine if you got Social Security? If you got $1,200 a month, $1,500 a month, $2,000 a month, and then you got to spend $10,000 on heating fuel? Come on. Impossible. No one's going to get in their car ever again for $10 gas. So this is a disaster of epic proportions, all purposely, intentionally caused by Joe Biden and the people behind him. The brain-dead zombie puppet who should be locked up in a mental institution for the rest of his life, Joe Biden, who doesn't know the difference between his wife and his sister and his mother, and probably gets his diapers changed several times a day at the White House. Him, he gets, you know, reserved my hatred to some extent, but I also feel bad and pity for him because he doesn't even know what he's doing as he dribbles on himself and takes orders from the Easter Bunny. And so that's Joe Biden. Now let's go to the real people responsible. Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, and the Chinese Communist Party. They're trying to destroy the United States of America. How do you go from $2 gas under Trump to $10 gas under Joe Biden and all the people behind him, the communist scum behind him? This is a purposeful, intentional attempt to destroy the United States of America. Now throw in, besides gas and home heating oil, throw in baby formula. Do you realize they're now considering, the Biden administration, importing baby formula? Where will you import it from? China? The Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party are in control of the United States. You know, I put out a couple of humorous but true tweets the other day, but they're not tweets because I'm banned for life from Twitter. So they're posts at Getter, which is now my favorite social media site, Getter, G-E-T-T-R, Getter.com or the Getter app. And I'm at Wayne Root. And I said, first of all, at this point, things are so bad. The only way I could see the United States surviving and being saved is if Elon Musk buys the United States for 5 cents on the dollar. So that's the first post I put out. Maybe, just maybe, we could be saved by Elon Musk the same way he's trying to buy Twitter. Maybe he could buy the U.S. government for 5 cents on the dollar. Then I put out another post, and I said, come to think of it, Elon, if you're listening to me, you know, get ready to negotiate with the United States government for 5 cents on the dollar. Guess who you should call? China. Because that's who owns us. And so it's sad. It's funny, but it's sad. The key to funny and comedy is you got to have some truth. And it's definitely true. The United States of America is being ruled by people that want China. They want us weak and destroyed and impotent. And they want China to rule the world. And they've all been bought off by the Chinese. And the Chinese have given them millions and millions or hundreds of millions or tens of millions in offshore bank accounts. They are the most corrupt people in the world. That is so clear. Everyone in the Biden administration and all the rhinos who hate Trump, they're all bought off by the Chinese Communist Party and George Soros and Klaus Schwab, the most disgusting people on earth. Horrible enemies of the United States of America. And this is an opinion show, and that's my opinion. There we go. And if you want to import baby formula, then you are the dumbest people in the world. And anybody who wants to import oil and all forms of energy are the dumbest people in the world. Or they're very smart, very cunning, very vicious. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're taking this country down, as I learned at Columbia University, Cloward-Piven theory, Cloward-Piven philosophy. That's what's happening in the United States of America right now. They are smart. They are cunning. Not Joe Biden. He's a dummy, a wooden dummy. And the ventriloquists are really smart. And they're destroying the middle class, destroying small business, and destroying the U.S. economy. I'm Wayne Allyn Root on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back in a second. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. And you can always email me there, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. The newest member of the Nevada Broadcasting Hall of Fame, yours truly. God bless America. Only in America can a son of a butcher achieve success in this great country. Don't root it! Fight for America!
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lots of emails have come in from fans of Alex Jones, and some of them are being converted to fans of Wayne Allyn Root. We appreciate that. Donald says, God bless you. Jesus is coming soon. thank you, Donald. This guy is named Russell. He says, love catching you on band.video. Congratulations on your induction in the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame. You are the GOAT. GOAT, of course, means greatest of all time. Thank you. Appreciate that, Russell. We've got Michael. From now on, whenever you mention Mitt Romney's name, refer to him as Willard the Rat. His real name is Willard Romney, right? It's Willard the Rat. And so Mark says, good afternoon, Mr. Root. My three boys and I live in Orange County, California. They are homeschooled, and they are. We have all read the Homeschool to Harvard article by you, and my boys are actually taking fencing lessons, too. We love Nevada. We might relocate. What do you think of Henderson or Summerlin? Would you still recommend it? And I brought up that last one because I'll give you advice right on the air. First of all, let me start with why he's asking, why he's mentioning homeschool to Harvard. Because my daughter was homeschooled her entire life, and she made it, accepted it to Harvard and Stanford and Yale and all the best colleges in America, Brown and Duke and Penn. Every great college in America accepted my daughter Dakota, and she's about to become Dr. Dakota Root, and she was homeschooled. And my son Hudson was homeschooled, and he just graduated SMU with honors in the Cox School of Business. So there's your proof that homeschooling works. Much better to not let your kids be brainwashed in public schools by communist teachers that are members of the teachers union, only care about their paycheck, and brainwashing your children, could not care less about educating your children. And so we did it the homeschool way, and my kids turned out pretty darn good. And my daughter was one of the fencing champions of the United States of America and all Ivy League in fencing. That's why he mentioned his kids are in fencing. He asked, would I recommend homeschooling? Let's start with that. Yes, homeschooling is great. Would I recommend Nevada? That's a very different question. I'll give you a very nuanced answer. Maybe. Yes and maybe no. Let's wait to see what happens in the November election. Because if Nevada stays Democrat, that means the system is rigged. This is going to be a red Republican wave all over the United States. But guess what? In almost every state where Trump won big in a landslide, you and I know he won big in a landslide, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona, but it looks like he lost because they rigged and stole the election. In all of those states, they have tightened up the rules of voting, and it's not so easy to steal the election as it was a couple of years ago, because all of them have Republican legislatures and or Republican governors or both. But when you get to Nevada, we have a Democrat governor, Democrat lieutenant governor, Democrat treasurer, Democrat everything. And a Democrat legislature, Democrat assembly, Democrat state senate, Democrat attorney general. They're all rats. And so we've not only changed anything, but Nevada's gotten worse. We have legalized, not we being me, but the Nevada legislature and the governor signed it into law since the election, legalized ballot harvesting and legalized mail-in ballots forevermore. Now, we just got, good people that are my friends, just got on the ballot, a judge approved on the ballot, if they get the signatures between now and September, they'll be on the ballot for voter ID in Nevada. That would change everything. This is a red Republican state that has turned blue based only on stolen elections, rigged elections, and illegal aliens voting by the tens, if not hundreds of thousands. If we can get true, strict photo voter ID, we win elections again. But first, he's got to get enough signatures to qualify for the ballot, but at least he's approved to do that now. And then it's going to be on the ballot in November, but then it needs to be on two ballots in a row. So it's got to be on this year and then in 2024. And if it's ratified and agreed to by the voters during both those elections, then Nevada has voter ID forevermore. But do you have any idea how rigged the elections will be in 2022, this November, and in 2024 when they know it's their last chance to kill voter ID? So they're going to bring out every illegal alien and every stolen, fake ballot they can find with no voter ID and no signature verification. And they're going to flood the market with fake ballots, and they're going to steal every single election they can between now and then. So there may never be voter ID in this state, and everything may not change, and we may have an all-blue state forevermore. So when you ask me move to Nevada, the question is, who controls Nevada? I will stay here for the time being. I have the most dominant radio show ever in Afternoon Drive in Las Vegas, Nevada. Every conservative Republican listens to Wade Allyn Root every afternoon in drive time from 3 to 6 on the way home from work. And that's great, and I don't want to rebuild that somewhere else. My show is then nationally syndicated all over the country, but it's based in Las Vegas, and there is a tremendous success here in Vegas. That's why I just was inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I don't want to go anywhere if I don't have to. But if it remains a blue state with a blue governor and a blue legislature, and they vote in vote in an income tax. Right now, the income tax is zero. And they vote in a taking away the cap on property taxes, which could dramatically increase our property taxes in Las Vegas and Nevada. Well, then I will move to somewhere like Texas or Utah or Florida. Those are the three states in consideration. I love Park City, Utah. I love Dallas, Texas, and the whole suburbs of Dallas. And I love the whole area around Boca Raton and Palm Beach, Florida. So those are my choices in the future. I absolutely could leave Las Vegas if things get bad and it remains blue and gets worse blue and they vote in all kinds of tax increases. I will say hasta la vista, Nevada, and that will be the end of it. But I love it. I love it. I don't want to leave. And everywhere I go, I'm mobbed by fans and people scream war wherever I go. And every restaurant gives me free meals. It's a great life. I love it here. And I don't want to run. Believe me. But I may have no choice. And there's my answer about Nevada. Now, let's get to the big story of the day. I've waited and waited. Now it's time to get to the big story. And that is, over the weekend, the leading Democrat for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, a young guy, looks really young, and he's 53 years old, but looks in his 40s, and he had a stroke. And he's bragged that he's triple jabbed online or on social media. And a Democrat U.S. Senator from Maryland, who is young and looks young and is actually 63, and I'm 60, so he's in my age range, he had a stroke over the weekend. And you know he's triple jabbed. You know, every Democrat senator's triple jabbed. Every Democrat candidate's triple jabbed. They're all morons. And they all believe government. And government's always wrong. Not always right. Always wrong. And so there he is. What is it? Chris Van Hollen, I think it is. Yes. Senator Chris Van Hollen, 63 years old, U.S. Senator Maryland. And John Fetterman, U.S. Senate candidate, the leading Democrat in the primary by a mile. So he will win the nomination in Pennsylvania. And both of them had a stroke over the weekend. And I just want to state publicly that I would bet any amount of money on earth that they're both triple vaccinated. And they both, you know, the stroke was brought on by the spike proteins that cause blood clots that fill up your veins and attach to your organs and cause heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and massive increase in cancer, among 100 other disabilities. But those are the big ones in every single case that you read about side effects at the VAERS list, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or if you read about it in the Pfizer clinical trials that they wanted to keep secret for 75 years. Now they've come out. It turns out 1,200 people died. It turns out lots of people had heart attacks. Lots of people had strokes. The number of deaths were astounding. Nobody in their right, there's Fetterman, nobody in their right mind would take the vaccine if they knew those vaccine side effects from the clinical trials that were not released, and they covered them up, and the FDA covered up with them. When I get back in the next segment, I've got lots more COVID vaccine news that is going to knock your socks off, and I want to tell you about a show that I just watched, a documentary about Meltdown, Three Mile Island, that is identical to everything that's happening today with the COVID vaccine. The government oversight by the Nuclear Regulatory Agency versus the oversight by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration of vaccines. It's the same thing. Corruption, 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 dirty tactics, lots of people sick or dying, and nobody willing to tell you the truth. 3 Mile Island compared to the COVID vaccine, that's probably going to be my next column, and I'll talk about it when I get back. Wade Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com, WadeRoot@gmail.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wayne Allyn Root on the Alex Jones Show, guest host on Tuesdays in this hour, the fourth hour, which is 12 noon to 1 o'clock West Coast time and 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock East Coast time. Great to be with you. RootForAmerica.com is my website, my national radio shows, Wayne Allyn Root. We're on Unfiltered, which you can find there at my website. I'm negotiating right now, and I should be able to announce soon a Wayne Allyn Root national TV show. And, of course, you can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. By the way, one of the columns I'm working on for the future, I told you I'm comparing Three Mile Island to COVID-19 vaccines, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But I'm also writing a column probably for this weekend, and it's called I Am Proud to Be Ultra MAGA. I love the name Ultra MAGA. I am Ultra MAGA. It's great. We're all Ultra MAGA. But I want to define what Ultra Biden means. Ultra Biden means gas lines and $10 gas, and home heating oil that will make you homeless, and open borders that will destroy the United States, and leaving $85 billion of equipment on the ground in Afghanistan, and destruction in Ukraine, and giving them $40 billion extra, and in general, $60 billion of our money, and cities that are crime-ridden, with murder rates going through the roof, and drug needles, and poop and pee all over the streets, and homeless tents everywhere. That's Biden and forced vaccine mandates that will kill our kids with no benefit. That's Ultra Biden. So forget Ultra MAGA. Joe Biden thought he was defeating us for 6 months. He hired a company that worked on this for 6 months to come up with a slogan he could use to destroy Trump voters. And these brain-dead morons came up with Ultra MAGA like that's an insult. We love it. Victory! We are Ultra MAGA. God bless Ultra MAGA. You know what MAGA represents? That list I just gave you of Ultra Biden is the worst crap that's ever happened in the history of America, the middle class, and the U.S. economy, and the Army, and the Navy, and the military, and foreign affairs. The worst ever. And what is Ultra MAGA? The best economy ever, the best growth for middle class people, middle class income, middle class jobs. And how about the lowest unemployment ever for black and Latinos in the history of America? My God, Ultra MAGA is something to be proud of. Ultra Biden, you might as well slit your wrists living in a country run by Ultra Biden. So I'll be writing that column for this weekend. And then probably next week's column will be comparing COVID-19 vaccines to Three Mile Island. So let me tell you about the latest surveys. First of all, I've developed a great friendship with another radio, actually a podcaster, and his name is Ben Armstrong, and he's a guest on my show all the time now, and he comes up with great COVID-19 vaccine statistics. The only ones in the whole country that are doing this are me and him, and you can name like two more on your hand, and that's it. And so Ben Armstrong, kudos to you, great job. Ben has come up with the following stat from the CDC of the UK, of England. Their CDC has studied 100,000 young people in England who got the vaccine versus 100,000 young people who didn't get the vaccine, i.e. they're unvaccinated. So this is a perfect apples-to-apples study. And guess what they found? According to the Office for National Statistics of the United Kingdom, fully vaccinated young adults are 92% more likely to die than unvaccinated adults. What? There you go. 92% more likely that your children will die. And I don't think that's die from COVID. That's die from any source once they're vaccinated versus kids who are unvaccinated. Who would be cruel enough, abusive enough, stupid enough, ignorant enough to give their child this vaccine? My God. Okay. Another survey. So this was a survey done, and it's literally 20 pages. I have no time to read it all to you. Just take my word for it. It's by a brilliant scientific mind who thought of everything you could to make sure it's impeachable. Literally, nobody could ever attack the study in any way, shape, or form. And he had 400 independent observers. It's been peer-reviewed. And he believes, based on his study, that the COVID vaccines have killed over 500,000 Americans. 500,000 dead Americans after getting the COVID vaccine. Now, the latest numbers are out from the VAERS report, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, and they show just under 30,000 dead Americans directly from the COVID vaccine. Not from COVID. Hear what I'm saying. From the COVID vaccine. But Columbia University, and I'm an alma mater of Columbia, as liberal as they are, their medical school researchers studied the last several decades of vaccine reporting on the VAERS report, and they came up with the fact that you need to multiply by a minimum of 20 to get the correct number, because so many doctors will never report somebody dying to VAERS and bother. They don't have time to fill out a one-hour report about how the person died and why the person died, and nobody cares if they fill it out. No one in their family even knows about the VAERS report, so the doctors don't do it. So you have to multiply by 20 because a tiny proportion of deaths are actually reported VAERS. And they say multiply by 20 to get an accurate reading. Well, what's 30,000 admitted dead on the VAERS report times 20? It's 600,000 dead in the United States of America. And it's slightly below 30,000 right now. It's 28,000 or so. So like it's like 560,000 to 70,000 dead in the United States from the vaccine based on Columbia researchers, based on Harvard researchers who did the same study several years back. They said you have to multiply times 100. 100. They said only 1% of deaths are ever reported from vaccines or ever reported to VAERS. So multiply times 100, 28,000 deaths. That's 2.8 million dead Americans from the vaccine. I'll take the far lower figure, and I'll say it's certainly accurate to say 500,000 or more Americans are dead from the COVID vaccine. And one thing we know for sure from CDC numbers, the death rate among millennials, young, healthy, fit Americans, is up 83%, or maybe it's 86%. It's in the 80s. It's up 80%+ from the year before the COVID vaccine to the year that the COVID vaccine came out. Young people are dying in record numbers, unbelievable numbers. Now, some more studies you need to know. New peer-reviewed study finds that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine protection against Omicron wanes, meaning it weakens and goes away, a week after receiving the second and third dose. So you could be killing yourself, crippling yourself, or permanently disabling yourself for a vaccine that Pfizer themselves admits goes away in a week. Wow, that is the scariest thing I've ever heard. And a new study finds a positive correlation between higher mask usage and COVID-19 deaths. And this study studied 602 million Europeans in 35 European countries. And this study is peer-reviewed, and it shows that there is zero effect in countries that wear the most masks not getting COVID versus countries that wear no masks. So it doesn't do a damn thing, but it shows a slight increase in deaths in the countries that wear the most masks, deaths from COVID. And of course, the mask is giving you no oxygen. And if you're a doctor who changes your mask 30 times a day in a sterile operating room, now that's fine. But if you are a person in the real world who's busy, or a child in the real world, you're going to never change your mask. You're going to keep the same one all day. First of all, you can't afford to change 50 of them a day. So you keep one dirty, filthy mask. You put it in your pocket with your keys and your cell phone, which is filthy as a toilet bowl cover. And then you put it on your mouth, which is why some of us call it a face diaper. And so you're breathing in the worst dirt and disease known to man from your keys and your cell phone and your filthy pocket and the filthy middle section of your car or your filthy place where you keep your DMV registration in your car. Wherever you keep your mask, I guarantee you it's filthy, and you're putting that on your face. Of course people die after breathing in their own poisonous air, and they're coughing and they're sneezing, and it goes right back in their lungs. How disgusting. Of course masks don't work. Of course lockdowns have never worked in world history. Of course vaccines are killing people. And I just watched the documentary about Three Mile Island. I guess I'll have to save that for next week because we're running out of time. But I'll give you a very quick synopsis. The government lied about everything. The National Nuclear Agency lied about everything. And so did the corporation that owned the nuclear plant, lied about everything and risked everybody's life and lied to them about Three Mile Island. They all could have died. The entire East Coast of the United States could have been destroyed. And they lied and fooled and committed fraud in front of everyone. The government and the corporation reminds me of the COVID vaccine. The FDA provides no oversight, just like the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, provides no oversight. And the corporations that create the vaccines, Big Pharma, are lying, just like the nuclear power companies are lying in one big conspiracy. And the media doesn't say a word. It's eerie how much is in common between Three Mile Island disaster and this COVID-19 disaster. I'm Wayne Allyn. RootForAmerica.com is the website. Find my radio show at RootForAmerica.com or USAradio.com. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I provide the truth, something very few people do in America today. Alex Jones does it. Thank you, Alex, for having me on. God bless you all. My book, The Great Patriot Protest, and boycott book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or RootForAmerica.com. See you next week.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.